Friday, May 14th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And the Evening Prayer Hymn. That Easter day with joy was bright, the sun shone out with fairer light. When to their longing eyes restored the gladness, the glad apostles saw their Lord. His risen flesh with radiance glowed, his wounded hands and feet he showed. Those scars that solemn witness gave that Christ was risen from the grave. O Jesus, King of gentleness, come now yourself our hearts possess, that we may give you all our days the tribute of our grateful praise. O Lord, with all us abide, in this our joyful Eastertide, your own redeemed forever shield, from every weapon death can wield. To God the Father let us sing, to God the Son our risen King, and equally let us adore the Holy Spirit evermore. In the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon, you are the men who have stood by me in my time of trial. Alleluia. Psalm 116, verses 10 through 19. I trusted even when I said I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Father, precious in your sight is the death of the saints, but precious above all is the love with which Christ suffered to redeem us. In this life, we fill up in our own flesh what is still lacking in the sufferings of Christ. Accept this as our sacrifice of praise, and we shall even now taste the joy of the new Jerusalem. And repeating the first antiphon, you are the men who have stood by me in my time of trial. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, I have lived among you as one who ministers to others. Alleluia. Psalm 126. Just as you share in sufferings, when the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in the dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will reap when they will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And our psalm prayer. Lord, you have raised us from the earth. May you let the seeds of justice, which we have sown in tears, grow and increase in your sight. May we reap and enjoy the harvest we hope for patiently. And repeating the second antiphon, I have lived among you as one who ministers to others. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, I no longer call you servants, but my friends, for I have shared with you everything I have heard from my Father. Alleluia. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 10. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens.
God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through him, we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ. a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, I no longer call you servants, but my friends, for I have shared with you everything I have heard from my Father. Alleluia. And our reading for this Friday evening is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Christ gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and the teachers in roles of service for the faithful to build up the body of Christ, till we become one in faith and in the knowledge of God's Son, and form that perfect man who is Christ, come to full stature. And a responsori, tell all the nations how glorious God is, alleluia, alleluia. Tell all the nations how glorious God is, alleluia, alleluia. Make known his wonders to every people, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Tell all the nations how glorious God is, alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and have appointed you to go forth and bear fruit, and your fruit will remain. Alleluia. Canticle of Mary is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah, You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and have appointed you to go forth and bear fruit, and your fruit will remain. Alleluia. And our intercessions. My brothers and sisters, we build on the foundation of the apostles. Let us pray to our Almighty Father for his holy people and say, Be mindful of your church, O Lord. Father, you wanted your Son to be seen first by the apostles after the resurrection from the dead. We ask you to make us his witnesses to the farthest corners of the world. Let us pray, be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to preach your good news to the poor. Help us to preach this gospel to every creature. Let us pray, be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to sow the seeds of unending life. Grant that we who work at sowing the seed may share the joy of the harvest. Let us pray, be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to reconcile all to you through his blood. Help us all to work toward achieving this reconciliation. Let us pray, be mindful of your church, O Lord. Your Son sits at your right hand in heaven. Let the dead enter your kingdom of joy. Let us pray, be mindful of your church, O Lord. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, we'll say together now the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Let us pray, O God, who assigned St. Matthias a place in the College of Apostles, grant us through his intercession that, rejoicing at how your love has been allotted to us, we may merit to be numbered among the elect. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.